Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.
Oh, thanks, Scarecrow.
What's up, Rita?
Kia ora, how are you guys?
Not bad, not bad, not bad.
Did you tune in last week when we were talking about flooding Australia?
Oh my God, no, and I meant to listen to it so that I could have a chat to you guys about it. A week has just gone flowing by.
There you go. You can.
How was it? I'm gonna go and listen. I'm gonna listen.
Well, you can. I feel like you're probably a book reader. You could go and grab the book the old mate's actually written and just have a read. He's kind of written it in kind of like a science fiction, but a matter of fact kind of way.
Yeah, sci-fi based on the science that he's pulled together.
Okay.
He's proposing
a
lush paradise in the middle of Australia. There, it's not so much a massive lake.
All we got to do is build some big canals and flood it.
Get the Dutch involved. It sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, any of these sort of like. That kind of messing with nature always just seems to bring up more problems, you know? That's just...
Well, I feel like you're kind of inventing nature a little bit with that one, though.
Sounds cool.
Giving nature a chance to kick ass.
Like rewilding in its own sort of way.
Well, he was saying it used to be like that anyway in there, and he was saying if we end up flooding like we're going to, it's going to flood anyway, so we might as well control it now. He had a lot of good points. I really think you should check it out. But what are we actually talking about tonight?
So today, I just wanted to give a big shout-out because the Bird of the Year this year was... Bird of the Year is always a bit controversial.
Oh, this is controversial.
How do the birds feel about this?
Michael Keaton wins Bird of the Year. Woo!
Yeah, a non-bird wins Bird of the Year. So, yeah, I mean, it was it was super controversial, but...
Do everyone voting know about the potential origins of COVID-19 before they did that vote?
I mean, if there's a year to have not won, I would have thought it was this year.
The bat should have been cancelled.
Fucking bat. Oh, man.
But I thought it was a good opportunity to have a little shout out to our bats, because bats have been given a bit of a hard time in the last couple of years, and they do get a bad name for themselves. But our New Zealand bats are just the most
undiseasy, little cute little non-COVIDy bats you've ever seen.
These are about as non-COVIDy as you can get. They are the sweetest little things. I mean, I don't even know if you can say they're gorgeous or cute, because I was looking at them just trying to like incite some like. Oh, but bats are pretty ugly.
No, but you just have to turn the mother on and go, oh, it's probably got a mum and the mum, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's like those dogs that people get that are just so ugly that they're kind of cute again. They come full circle. So I think they're kind of in that space.
But it's not a bird. I mean, do we need to change the name? Should we call it the flying thing of the year? I think we need to start getting a little more scientific about this.
Next year, a fly wins?
Fucking yes. Actually, the bees should be in there. I'd vote bee.
I don't know about native bees. I know we've got native wasps. But
definitely not voting for a native wasp. I changed my mind.
The native wasps. In New Zealand are actually very beautiful, but
let me get real up close and have a look. No thanks.
I think we need to some bigger awards. Like, I think birds should probably be part, like, have Bird of the Year, because we are the land of birds. Like, New Zealand is well known for being like super unique with birds. I think I can't remember the stat, but we do have one of the highest endemic species of birds in the world because of the way that we have like the country like evolved. And that's what I want to talk about, because the mammal, the bat is not a bird, just in case we need to get to this level. It is a mammal.
Yeah.
And I thought that I would call out what a mammal is because my 5-year-old asked me, and I was like, man,
because next year I'm voting for that little dolphin. Yeah.
The Maui. So in New Zealand, because we had so many years without any, underwater, I guess, when we came up, there was no land-based mammals for a long time.
And shit, are you talking about New Zealand, like, the creation?
Yeah.
Whoa,
totally.
Out. Okay, cool.
Let me just sit back for a second.
Hang on.
Yeah, so we don't have any land-based mammals at all, except these bats, which is thought that they kind of at some point kind of got here and then evolved to being their own little thing.
You mean bat got blown here in the wind?
Got here from China or?
No, probably Australia.
Mean that in like a COVID way. I meant like, didn't China like circumnavigate the whole planet like ages ago? Isn't that what we think?
I think it's pre this. I think it's even pre humans. Like, we're talking pre-humans. Mm. I think it's...
Is there such a time? Surely we're so important.
Now, I'm just going to double-check that everyone knows what a mammal is, and if not, I'm just going to shout it out.
Mammals have moustaches. There you go. Carry on.
They need a milk moustache. They need to have vertebrae. So that is a sign.
Okay.
They need to have fur or hair. They have three middle ear bones, which is kind of boring because we don't get to see those. A neocortex, which is a brain, I guess.
I've got one of those, yeah.
And mammary glands. So that they feed their young with milk. So wrongly I assumed pre-studying this that mammals gave birth to live young, but the platypus has fucked that for us. So it is that they feed their young with milk. So that is what a mammal is, and we don't have many of those. And you know what's really interesting is that because we didn't really have any, the kiwi actually evolved into that niche. So it's got heaps of traits of a mammal, but it's not. So it's got things like it's got solid bones, which birds don't actually have, and it's got fur instead of feathers. Like its feathers are
it's
like
flying furry. Odds are fully against it, I think. That's the cool thing about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Can we just get back to the whole, is it right or wrong that it's even in this list?
The bat.
Yeah. Oh. Is it in the list because it's kind of endangered and we need to kind of just be like, oh, hey, guys, don't forget about this bat that we've got. To be fair, up until like a year ago, I didn't even know we had bats. So I'm kind of stoked.
Well, I think that's the whole point. Like, so for Bird of the Year, the big thing is about educating on our most threatened species.
But not educating exactly what a bird is. So.
Yeah, totally. But kind of confusing us. And
it's
I guess
just a little bit like...
Because it's kind of like a category that we'll always do quite well in. Mm. We couldn't have like Mammal of the Year.
I was just thinking we could. Why would that be boring?
Because there's literally only two of them.
Rita, are mosquitoes native to New Zealand?
That means you've
and
always
native
got...
native mosquitoes.
Just nothing but gold and silver medals going out.
Yeah, exactly. It makes it just a tad bit boring. We do have water-based mammals, but then there's an argument... marine mammals. Oh my god, water based.
Is it?
Come on to land in the weekend.
Is it a fear that humans will always never win? Kind of thing.
We totally can't win. Like species of the year. So I thought I'd just give them a little shout out. Absolutely controversial ads. Will they be there again next year? Probably not.
I don't think they'll pull it out. I reckon they'll keep it in now. Yeah, dude, look at us. We're talking about it.
Yeah,
you're gonna keep it in. You watch.
True.
How did a bat win? Who voted for a bat?
I voted for the bat.
I think it's rigged.
It's not. I voted for the bat. I think heaps of people
you
did.
Voted.
Like, yeah, oh. Like,
Rita, you know better than to vote for the bat.
No,
that's
I love
cool.
the bat. He's cool. Okay, so I'm gonna throw some cool things at you. Will
Which
you
wait?
Three bats.
Can I just stop you right here? Which Batman do you like the best? You can't say Robin because that's actually a bird. Keep going.
I don't know. Well, no, definitely the new one. But what's his name? Not the new one. Not Ben Affleck. What was the one with Joker? The recent.
Oh, you like the
know.
Vampire
I'm
one?
Bad with names.
You like the one that's already a vampire?
Oh God.
I like the one with Mr.
Anyway.
Freeze and Poison Ivy.
He needed to cool out.
The animated series. Okay. So I'm actually a Batman fan. So the fact that I don't know the actors' names is embarrassing. Anyway.
Just say Val Kilmer and get on with your day. Jesus
Christ.
What about those lips?
Okay.
The sustaining alive has really gone off the rails thanks to
this. It was the bat. It's that goddamn bat.
Okay, Rita, give us some punchy points to wrap things up.
There are actually three bats.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Oh, see, now it's getting even worse.
One of them is extinct. So there's a long-tailed bat, which was one that won Bird of the Year.
I'll stop you there. There's two bats.
What? Yeah, there was three.
Okay,
The short-tailed bat... used to have two of the types, a greater short-tailed bat, which was last seen in 1967 off Jordan Island, so it's presumably extinct.
Or lost in the
and
ocean.
And then there's the lesser short-tailed bat, and he's actually the larger of them, to make it confusing. The lesser short-tail is the larger out of the short-tail and the long-tail. And he's my favourite because he's a ground hunter and he uses his wings as front limbs.
Does he fight the kiwi or anything like that?
No, he doesn't have a lot of defences, the poor little dude. Like, he's pretty screwed.
What if a kiwi and that bat had to get in a fight over some snacks?
The bat would take off.
Okay, cool.
I don't think anyone really takes on a kiwi. Have you seen those things?
No,
they look
no
quite
I haven't. No,
stuff,
I don't even think kiwis exist. I'm starting to think that it was a completely fictitious thing that we've made up, and now that's just what we have to be now. And I'm
there's a great video of one that's having a little meltdown, and it's quite interesting.
I wish we made our national bird of pukeko. I feel like I see those all the time. Or a takahi. I don't care where it came from. See those all the time. Give me a bird that I can hang on to, you know. The albatross.
Who did you vote for then?
I didn't vote for anyone. I'm not voting for a competition that can't decide what a bird is.
Hey, those who do not vote do not get to whinge, okay? So sit back down, Cam.
I feel like a protest vote is completely legitimate in this competition.
I feel like the bat was a protest vote, isn't it? Anyway, I'll tell you something else about the short-tailed bat. That's my favourite thing. Mm. He eats fruit, nectar, and pollen.
That's pretty cute.
Which is very unique, because normally bats eat insects, and they fly through the air catching mosquitoes, which is actually a very... Like, when you're overseas in the tropics, you actually want bats, because they keep away all the mosquitoes. Mm. So they're important. And the other thing in New Zealand is the short-tailed bat is a very important species for the wood rose, which is New Zealand's only parasitic flowering plant. And that's really endangered. And it's because the bat is no longer kind of living symbiotically with it to help it kind of pollinate. Mm. So, the lesser short-tailed bats we have, the less of these parasitic flowering plants we have, which is a bit of a shame.
Okay. Somebody's just coming in with Christian Bale as Batman, but for me, his voice...
Thank you! That was his name.
His voice was just a bit too deep when he was changing his voice. It was like... Didn't believe it.
Yeah.
I thought he was good, though. He's like, and also, just can't get past his general personality after all that stuff on the internet, you know?
Yeah, but yeah, so I quite like that because it means you sort of do hate him.
He's a psycho and he's going to act the best.
Well, yeah. Anyway, but that's a whole other segment. So the other thing about the short-tailed bat that is worth knowing is that he semi-hibernates. So when it gets a bit cold, he...
Digs the hole?
No, they roost. They actually, they roost, but he's just less active, I guess.
Yeah.
And then the long tail one, which is the one that won, he's the smallest.
How long is the tail?
Not massively long. We're talking about them, the long tail is 3, what was it? We haven't written it down.
Tiny, yeah, they're tiny.
5 grams, something tiny. Yeah. We're talking very, very small.
Could you have them as pets?
No.
Okay.
No. They only produce one offspring a year, which is one of the reasons why they're quite endangered. But they've got these huge home ranges. They range about 100 square kilometres is their home range, which for a flying animal is actually quite large.
Right.
Very important to note that Hamilton, lots going on down there at the moment, but Hamilton has an urban population of our bats. Which is fantastic news, and they've done a really good job of protecting them.
Right.
And almost makes me want to go to Hamilton.
Hey, call me crazy, but what if we could have all these endangered animals as pets? Would we get to a point where we have too many of them, kind of like tigers in America, you know? Is it maybe a good thing? You know?
No. The problem with endangered species is they're usually endangered for more than just the reasons of habitat destruction or whatever. They've usually got something else going on with them, they don't breed in captivity, or they breed once a year, or they're super sensitive to, certain environments. So on top of having habitat destruction, they aren't very good at living outside of their habitat. So while I see what you're saying, and there has been some argument that if we farmed kiwis to eat, that we would have more kiwi. But when you look at those places like the lion, trophy hunters and stuff, and the giraffes in particular are a really bad story. They haven't actually improved their wild rates. And if anything, what it's actually done is end up with a really small...
type.
Genetic type.
Why would you want to hunt a giraffe? That is just so lame.
Because you've graduated from up the ranks, man. At that point, you're like, okay, what's the biggest thing?
Have you not seen Squid Games? Humans are fucked,
I didn't need to watch some kind of Netflix to tell me that, mate.
That's a very good point. That just kind of captured it all. I was like, oh, God.
We're pH fucked.
I guess same things, the reason why they're declining, habitat destruction is a big one, but like we talked about before, if they're only having one baby a year, it makes it really hard. They also are very particular about their roost, so where they have their nest, whereas a lot of birds can shift their nest, they don't really do that. Or rebuild a nest if something comes down. They've got their spot, and they like that spot.
Do you think it's interesting that we kind of tend to care about things that are large. Like, is there a sort of a microbial extinction going on that we don't know about?
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Should we talk about that maybe next week? So I feel I feel like we're always talking about these big things that are pretty obvious. It's like, oh, that thing's not there anymore because I can't see it.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
It's a little bit of a kind of a ning-nong approach, isn't it?
And I think they talk about that in conservation a lot, about how we try and save these big, like, cute creatures.
But it's the small things. It's a waterfall effect, isn't it?
It's the whole thing that's the problem, you know? Like, you can have a whole lot of kakapo sitting in a zoo somewhere, but, you know, if the system if they couldn't live anywhere in the planet on their own, then are they really, have we really saved them? You know?
You could look at us. I mean, that's an interesting concept, because you can look at humans and what we're planning on doing, in a sense, leaving this planet. So, you know? I reckon we crack into a sort of a microbial one next week, Rita. And,
absolutely.
Thank you very much. And big thanks to Scarecrow as well. And you take it easy out there. And I think you've chosen a pretty good Batman. Somebody's coming with Adam West, which is just ridiculous. I mean, he's the first. Doesn't mean he's the best. It's not exactly a Sean Connery situation here, okay?
I think we have to be honest. He does have the best outfit.
Well, it's the most honest. At least he doesn't have fake nipples. That was the problem with the Affleck one. That was real controversial, when they're like, why have they got nipples on the bat suit? Hey, thanks so much, Rita.
Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
Sustaining Alive on 95BFM. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.